not. It wouldn't go down well here at all, and the government have to take into consideration issues such as traditional turbary rights. These were allocated by the state in 1929, and traditionally people have cut turf and bogs, allocated by way of turbary rights by hand. So they have a statutory right, I believe, to do this. I mean, I respect that a ban on turf cutting is in place in areas of special conservation, and the law was signed by the former minister, Jimmy Dinahan, in 2012. So what they're looking at now, the consultations, that there will be an outright ban on all turf cutting on the grounds of cutting emissions. And I view this as a very extreme, it's a very unhelpful measure, and I believe it will impact more on rural dwellers than on any other dwellers. So there's a reality here, and the reality is that it's a traditional right for hundreds of years. And apart from that, what alternative forms of heating exist, especially for older houses. And remember, older houses account for 75% of the housing stock in this county of Donegal. So this would be an extreme measure. And I would hope, like many others in Donegal, to have an input into that consultation. I mean, if we're stopping, if we're now trying to resolve the problems that have been created for years over the, throughout the world, I mean, the impact of this would be a very, very small percentage.
The government's argument would be, of course, that the right to clean air, the right to be free of the harm caused by emissions from smoky fuels will supersede people's turbary rights to cut turf. You would believe it's a bit more nuanced than that?
Well, it is, and in fact, it's very it'll be very costly. What form of heating do we use to warm our homes? They have to get a proper balance here, and I would hope that when this consultation takes place, that all sides and all factors would be taken into consideration.